Hey there, it's Andre Gardner with your Beatles Minute for the week of May 11th. As you know, Little Richard passed away over the weekend, one of the pioneers of rock and roll. And Paul, Ringo, and Olivia Harrison took to social media to share their thoughts. Paul saying, quote, "From Tutti Frutti to Long Tall Sally to Good Golly Miss Molly to Lucille, Little Richard came screaming into my life when I was a teenager. I owe a lot of what I do to Little Richard and his style, and he knew it. He would say, I taught Paul everything he knows. I had to admit, he was right." Ringo commented, "God bless Little Richard, one of my all-time musical heroes. Peace and love to all his family." And Olivia Harrison wrote, "Absolutely loved you, Richard Penniman. Beautiful man. You blew our minds. Set us free. Rock and rest in peace." Last week, Paul announced that due to the coronavirus pandemic, he is canceling his Freshen Up European summer tour, saying current and future work commitments made it impossible for him to find alternative dates. And a gorgeous Palm Beach, Florida mansion that John and Yoko purchased in 1980 is on the market. They bought the waterfront property for $725,000 in January 1980. Yoko sold it in 1986 for $3.2 million, and now it's on the market for $47.5 million. That's your Beatles Minute for the week of May 11th. I'm Andre Gardner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.